Recently, Recess correspondent Susan Robb spoke with Julie Just, the new children's book review editor of the New York Times, who told us about the books that had had an impact on her as a child.
Oh, so many. Books like The Phantom Tollbooth, that indeed, when I tried to read it to my almost 8-year-old, my 7-year-old recently, I'd forgotten how difficult it is. It's an extended joke about language. It's a series of jokes about words that are sort of inhabited by these beings, and I realized that it was really like a vocabulary test, and we needed to wait a couple of years on that book. I had not remembered a thing about that book except a feeling that it gave me. If you remember the setup, this very lonely boy receives a huge cardboard box in his room, and he opens it up, and it's this toll booth to nowhere. And when he steps through the gate, he's gone. He's gone into another world. That's what books are. I mean, that's a metaphor for what one is looking for in a book. And certainly as a child, I was a bit of a loner, bookworm, and I was just never happier than when I was lost in some book. And later on, the Sherlock Holmes books I just adored. Science fiction I was quite loved for a long time. Then I got into a Nancy Drew phase, and I think I read 40 of them in a row. And there was this moment when I think a teacher at my school handed me some very difficult novel. It might have been Don Quixote, I mean, which is 800 pages, or Anna Karenina, or something very, very grown up. I'd been doing well in reading at school, and they thought I was ready for something more. And I actually read the book. It was Anna Karenina, I think. And I never read Nancy Drew again. And I was actually a little bit sad to have left that behind. But I think the kids do that when they love reading. Don't worry if your kids are reading what you think is junk. The fact that they're reading is all that matters. They will get into more sophisticated tastes sooner or later. It doesn't matter, really, honestly, I think. And I actually do retain vivid memories of that book, but I remember finding, I found Anna Karenina irritating. You know, I didn't understand what she saw in Vronsky. You know, I mean, what I understood of that book could probably be put in a thimble. But the fact was that I wanted to understand it, and that I think the first book I ever really loved that was definitely over my head and it was more the vocabulary. I remember I had to read it with a dictionary next to me, was 100 Years of Solitude. That's just a beautiful, rich, romantic book. It's some of its themes and the sexuality in the book are quite adult, and not all parents would feel comfortable with that. But I was 15 by that time. By that time, it's so important in a way to have a glimpse of an adult world through the eyes of a brilliant writer.